Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. Dave Wilson is live in studio with us today on Friday, December 13th. We'll be taking a look at impeachment articles in the House.
A governor's council unveils recommendations to improve education in Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A strong cold front is on its way late tonight, with a winter storm system moving into the plains on Sunday. Our complete forecast and what we can expect is coming up.
If the House Judiciary Committee approves articles of impeachment, a full House vote on the charges will follow.
House lawmakers are expected to vote on articles of impeachment against President Trump next week. Speaker Nancy Pelosi insists she is not forcing her fellow Democrats to vote to impeach.
This is a vote that people will have to come to their own conclusion on. And the facts are clear, irrefutable, in fact. And we've given the president every opportunity to demonstrate any exculpatory information he may have.
House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy says the pressure is on the other side.
If you watch the impeachment inquiry, the only bipartisan vote was no. If you watch what has come forth since that, there's no reason to change that vote. And if I read the reports from the Democrats, there's more that's going to join us.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
The Governor's Council on Education presented their report on ways to improve the education system in Kansas.
After meeting for the final time, they unveiled their report. Cynthia Lane, co-chair for the council, tells KSN News students should start training for their future jobs beginning in kindergarten and continuing until they graduate from high school.
We hope and we anticipate that they will have the credentials to immediately start in those high-pay, high-demand, critical needs jobs.
The council says they hope by starting career exploration at a young age, it'll help grow the state's economy and help compete with surrounding states. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man from out of state was shot and killed on Wednesday in South Wichita after he tried to enter a home north of Topeka and Mount Vernon. Two men exchanged gunfire at this location. The suspect died from his injuries.
The deceased individual regarding Wednesday shooting incidents in the 1800 block of South Topeka has been identified as 32-year-old Jesse Green, last name G-R-E-E-N-E of Independence, Missouri.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says investigators believe this shooting was a drug-related incident.
The Pentagon is launching an internal investigation into how much a North Dakota construction company won a bid to build a section of border wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Fox's Todd Pyro with the details.
This all started with a request by House Homeland Security Committee Chair Benny Thompson, a Democrat, to look into, quote, inappropriate influence on the Army Corps' decision to issue Fisher Sand and Gravel the wall contract, citing the president's endorsements of that company. In signaling an upcoming audit, the Pentagon watchdog said yesterday it will look into the contract to ensure the bid by Fisher met, quote, solicitation standards. Tommy Fisher, the head of the North Dakota company, who was on our show in April, said there will be nothing to find.
The contract for Fisher Sand and Gravel is worth $400 million.
The annual Kansas Speaks survey has been released. Kansans appear to be generally happy with how things are going in the state.
A majority of respondents felt Kansas was on the right track, and also a lot of people felt that the economy was at least good.
77% of respondents felt that Kansans on the right track. 31% feel the Kansas economy getting better in the last year, and nearly half of the respondents felt that it stayed the same.
Governor Kelly actually received the highest satisfaction among respondents, with about 52% of respondents being satisfied with Governor Kelly.
Those remarks from Dr. Jian Soon, who is with Fort Hays State University. A grisly discovery in Utah, and everyone's a critic. Those stories and more coming up, 7:05 with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:08 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Police in Utah say a man found dead in his wife's freezer had been there for quite a while.
A body in a freezer. That's what police found while conducting a welfare check on a 75-year-old woman. The woman, Jean Cerrone Mathers, had died of natural causes. But while searching her apartment just outside Salt Lake City, cops discovered her husband's body in a deep freezer located in a utility room. It had apparently been there for 10 years. Investigators are now looking into how 69-year-old Paul Edward Mathers died and if his wife had any help putting his body into the freezer. They also want to know why the woman kept the body. Investigators looking into whether the wife wanted to keep collecting his Social Security and Veterans Affairs checks. Christine Persichetti, Fox News.
One NFL head coach revealing no matter where you go, someone's going to be a critic.
New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton understands fans being critical of the team following their 48-46 loss to the San Francisco 49ers, but he wasn't expecting to get grief at the grocery store. Payton telling WWL Radio that even a butcher got on him for a failed two-point conversion attempt in last Sunday's game.
I got the guy at frickin' Whole Foods asking me about the two-point play. I looked at him, got from the meat section. I said, hey, your steaks don't look too good right now. Worry about your meat.
The Saints coach knows it was all in jest, even though there was an element of truth to the butcher's criticism. He also did confirm, yes, he was grabbing dinner from Whole Foods. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
7:10 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
In traffic, we've got an injury traffic accident. You'll want to avoid the area for the time being. It's Lincoln and Rock Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, very interesting forecast. Coming up this weekend, let's get the latest from the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast, meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Hello, Ronnell.
Hey, Ted. First and foremost, happy Friday.
We made it, yeah. Thank you much. that's a good greeting on this Friday the 13th.
Yeah, and you know, looking back on this past week, things haven't been all that bad. Just like everybody else, you know, even though we've been busy keeping a close eye on that forecast, you know, I've been enjoying these past few days just like everybody else out there. So what we need to continue to do is just keep a close eye on that forecast, because this winter storm that we've been talking about, it's not here yet. So therefore, there's still time for things to change and adjust. And that's why we just need to continue to really keep a close eye on things, especially those who plan on being out on the roads later on this weekend and into the start of next week. I know a lot of people, you know, of course, work and will be going back to work Monday morning, which is also when we could be looking at some potential travel troubles. In the meantime, what I want everybody to do, not only watch the forecast, but also make sure that you take some time out to enjoy today. I'm talking about spending some time outside, because we've got a high of 59 on the way, getting close to 60 here in Wichita under partly cloudy skies, maybe turning mostly cloudy at times. And there's also a small chance of an isolated sprinkle out there. But otherwise, a lot of our skies should stay pretty dry. That's not too much of a concern. Winds are going to be light. And then later on tonight, increasing clouds just ahead of that next system, which will also cause another slim chance of a sprinkle, maybe even a flurry. But again, that chance actually pretty slim. It really doesn't look like things will get going until we get into late Saturday night, early Sunday. So we'll drop down to 33 tonight. Going to be a pretty quiet one out.
Only getting up to 43 tomorrow. So not only starting to see some changes, but starting to feel them too. It's going to be a chillier day. That's why anything that you have to do today, I suggest you get it done today, unless you want to have on a few extra layers while you do it. Back down into the 20s Saturday night, and that's when we'll have a slight chance of a few snow showers, possibly having a wintry mix in the mix by the time we get into early Sunday, continuing into the afternoon. And then we'll see some snow showers really make that change to all snow by the time we get into Sunday night and into Monday. So far, got to take into account the entire area, because it's not just going to be us seeing the snow. But so far, it's looking like the majority of the snowfall in the area, it should be across northern parts of Kansas, so really north of the metro. Now, again, the track of this storm could change, so that's why we need to watch things closely. But it looks like Wichita should be dealing with minimal amounts of snow. But because of that, we may see a little bit more ice, while our neighbors to the north see a little bit more snow. And temperatures are going to be very, very cold Sunday and Monday, staying below freezing. Right now, we're at 34 degrees, though, just above freezing. Winds are calm, so therefore not much of a wind chill out there, but it is chilly. Going to need the coats this morning, but won't need them during the afternoon.
Yeah, so a nice autumn day today on the warm side. And boy, by Sunday, things will have changed.
Yeah, they could get slick out there. So make sure that you're also keeping an eye on road conditions, you know, once we get there.
Thanks for the update. Hey, Ronnell, we saw your Christmas promo on Channel 3 where you guys were riding the Joyland Carousel out there at Botanica. Yeah. How fun was that?
Yeah, that was a good time. I was a little nervous at first because I know it's a carousel. Probably sounds weird me saying that, but I didn't know how fast it was going to go. And then they just started it up. There was no warning, so it just started moving. But, of course, after a few seconds, I was all right.
Well, I noticed they didn't put you on the edge where you could have a little room. They kind of scrunched you in there in the middle.
Oh, yeah. I know. I need to be in the middle on any kind of ride. I can't be on the edge. Can't do that.
But, I'm glad you got to ride the old carousel that's now been restored. So that's a good promo. You guys look good.
Thank you. Yeah, it looked great, and, it was definitely a fun ride.
All right. We'll let you get to your weekend. Thanks for all your info, Ronnell. Have a great time. Thank you. That is the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronnell Williams over there at Channel 3. Interesting forecast.
It's going to feel like winter this weekend, Ted.
No kidding.
Finally, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But, today, he's talking about a high of 59 today.
Outstanding.
I like that.
I'll take that every day.
One more day of, feels more like September than December when it's 59.
Not going to complain about that, Ted.
Nope. But we got to keep our antenna up for Sunday. So
yep.
We'll be taking a look at that. Thanks for the information, Ronnell. It's 7:15 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We started talking about this yesterday. They've come out with the list of the 10 worst toys for this Christmas season.
Okay.
47th annual report. And it's, I know we're going to make a little light of it, but one child is treated in U.S. emergency rooms every 3 minutes because of a toy-related injury. So, when you put it like that, you realize that it's a serious problem.
Yeah.
There's some toys out there that are hazardous.
Got to be careful.
And so they've come out with the list of the 10 worst. So let's check into that real tight here. One of them is the Vega Pull-Along Caterpillar. All right, one of those things you just pull along seems harmful and harmless enough. $20. They say it's potential for strangulation and entanglement injuries because it requires strings on playpen and crib toys to be less than 12 inches in length. And this one has a longer string than that, maybe 2 feet.
Not good.
Yeah, so that could be bad stuff. Power Rangers Electronic Cheetah Claw.
The name sounds bad. That sounds dangerous.
Once you keep adding words.
Right.
That's $20.
Okay.
Of course, the caution on the box says, do not hit or swing at people or animals. Use away from breakable objects. Mm. They say these best morphers' claws are made of rigid plastic. Five-year-olds are encouraged to use the strength of the cheetah claw to take on enemies, unquote.
You know, anytime you hear the word claw, red flags should go up.
Yeah. Electronic and claw.
Ugh.
All right, what's next? Pogo Trick Board.
Okay.
This is $30. Children using the Pogo Trick Board with high bounce ball are provided dual handles for tricking out. There is a manufacturer's warning to wear a helmet and other protective gear. However, only two of the three children shown on the packaging are wearing helmets, and none of them are using any other protective items.
There again, if it says you need a helmet.
So that kid not wearing the helmet is in trouble.
No.
The Pogo Trick Board. How about the die-cast school bus? Now, that doesn't sound
it
like
sounds
it,
pretty
it
innocent.
Sounds all right. $15. Miniature yellow school buses sold with a choking hazard warning. They're on a removable stick-on label. The firm rubber tires mounted on plastic wheels can be removed. Potential for choking for little kids.
All right.
Anstoy electronic toy gun.
Yeah.
$60.
That's going to be trouble.
Yeah. Given the numerous reported tragedies resulting from outfitting children with realistic toy weapons, they say there is simply no excuse for marketing toys such as this submachine gun, which is what it says on the packaging.
Bad idea.
And they say existing regulations addressing the hazards are inadequate. Detailed replicas mistaken for lethal weaponry should never be sold as toys, as this group says. The Nickelodeon Frozen Treats Slime. $10. Watch out, they say. The slime is offered to children with the appearance of some of their favorite frozen treats, including mint chocolate chip, berry smoothie, and soft serve. However, at the same time, the manufacturer issues a warning regarding harmful chemicals while advising not real food, do not eat.
Why do you make it smell like
but
real
yet they,
food?
But
then?
Yet, yeah, but yet they have, ooh, mint chocolate chip.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, some kid's going to gobble this down and get ill.
Not well conceived there.
Oh, boy. Yeti. It's just called Yeti. And it looks like a little, you know, abominable snowman doll.
Innocent enough.
$21. However, this creature, the cuddle toy has long fiber-like hair. It may not be adequately stuck on there. And with minimum effort, you pull it off. And then, of course, the hair represents potential for ingestion or aspiration injuries. So, and that's, and there's no warnings on the thing at all. Hmm. Yeti. Bunchum's Bunchen Build. $17. A multicolored activity ball meant to stick together when children engage in building activities. There have been reports of the plastic connected toys becoming ensnared in children's hair. The manufacturer itself provides numerous warnings, including a large bright orange box insert stating, "Caution, keep away from hair. During play, tie hair back. Keep away from pets."
There's warnings everywhere.
Wow. All right. I'm going to leave the top two for another time, so we'll get back to that.
All right.
We'll hit the top two when we come back at another time later on. It's 7:20 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports. We do have Chiefs football on Sunday. The division champion Chiefs host the Denver Broncos, a team they've beaten 8 times in a row. Mitch Holtis will have pregame coverage at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. Game will kick off at noon at Arrowhead on Sunday, right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have college men's basketball, Wichita State playing its annual Intrust Bank Arena game downtown tomorrow at 5 p.m. The Shockers hosting the Sooners of Oklahoma. OU is 7-1. The Shockers are 8-1. Of course, Oklahoma, one of their players is Shocker transfer Austin Reeves, going up against the Shockers for the first time since he left. Shocker head coach Greg Marshall talks about the Sooners.
Well, you know that they're going to be very well coached, and you're going to have Big 12 athletes and guys that some of them we're very familiar with, others that we're not quite as familiar with. But, you know, I just know the last couple of years we've had a hard time containing them. So we're going to have to really, we'll see how elite our defense is.
Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The game will tip off at 5 o'clock at Intrust Bank Arena. And that's on 103.7 KEYN. The K-State men are playing on the East Coast tomorrow morning. K-State takes on Mississippi State. That'll tip off at 10:30 tomorrow morning, nationally televised on ESPNU, and it's taking place in Newark, New Jersey. And that's part of the fourth annual Never Forget Tribute Classic, benefiting victims and survivors of 9/11. Number 2-ranked Kansas is playing at the Sprint Center in KC tomorrow, taking on Kansas City. KU is on an 8-game winning streak right now. That'll tip off at 4 o'clock at the Sprint Center tomorrow. You can hear that game live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Speaking of the Jayhawks, former Jayhawk Joel Embiid with another monster game in the NBA last night. The Philadelphia 76ers going to Boston, beat the Celtics 115-109. Embiid with a season-high 38 points. He also had 13 rebounds and 6 assists. Philly has won 4 in a row. They are one of the top 5 teams in the NBA right now. And a happy birthday today to golfer Tom Shaw, a Wichita native who is 81 years old today, 4-time winner on the PGA Tour. He did win one major on the Senior Tour. Tom's biggest win probably when he beat Arnold Palmer to win the Bing Crosby National Pro-Am in 1971 out at Pebble Beach.
Wow.
Wichita native Tom Shaw, the golfer, 81 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's coming up on 7:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Got traffic and weather coming your way. And California is teaming up with Canada. What's that all about? We'll find out on the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.